Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, August 5, 2025. On today's program, we're gonna have a new feature that we're gonna be introducing today. It's gonna be a cycle dedicated to tourism in Argentina, locations that you can visit in Argentina, places to go in this country that will be called Argentine Destinations, and we'll be starting with a place in Patagonia, in the province of Neuquén. We'll also have the DX supplement that, as from this week, this classic feature, this classic content of RAE will come to you every Tuesday. And we'll also be talking about the recent victory of both Argentine national field hockey teams, Los Leones, the Lions y las Leonas, and the Lionesses, at the recent Pan American Cup that was held in Montevideo. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are at DX. Let's get started now with some music. We'll have music somehow connected to Patagonia, as we'll be devoting a feature to it. And we'll have something by Gustavo Santaolalla. It's not actually Patagonia, it's Pampa, but you get the idea of an endless plain of the wilderness, nature, and a geographic environment that really represents Argentina around the world. Both Patagonia and Pampa, which is the name of this title of this track by Gustavo Santaolalla.
Thank you.
by Gustavo Santaolalla on RAE, the International Service of the Argentine Radio. And this is the cue to starting a new segment on our show called Argentine Destinations. And today we begin in the Southern Andes, in a remote village, cradled by mountains, forests, and fire, the town of Cabiahue, or Cabiahue, as some people call it. Nestled at the foot of a volcano and beside a shimmering lake, Cabiahue is a small settlement in the province of Neuquén, in northern Patagonia. It's a place of silence, steam, and snow. A land shaped by geothermal energy and ancient trees. The name Cabiahue means place of celebration in the Mapuche language. And that makes sense, because nature itself is the main event here. The town is located just 1,600 kilometers southwest of Buenos Aires, but feels like another world entirely. Here, you'll find Lake Cabiahue, its deep blue waters reflecting snow-covered peaks, and just a few kilometers away, the Copahue volcano, still active, puffing smoke into the sky. And yet, this volcano is more than a dramatic landmark. It's the source of healing waters. Cabiahue's twin village, Copahue, is one of the most important geothermal spa destinations in South America. Every year, people travel from around the world to soak in its thermal baths, said to ease arthritis, skin conditions, and stress. Sulfur-rich mud treatments, bubbling pools, and mineral steams define the experience. And if the hot springs are enough, the air itself feels different here. Crisp, dry, and perfumed by native forests of Araucaria trees, also known as monkey puzzles. These prehistoric giants with umbrella-like branches have stood here for thousands of years. They are sacred to the Mapuche people who still inhabit this region and protect its traditions. In winter, Cabiahue transforms into a ski resort, but unlike the busy slopes of Bariloche or Las Leñas, Cabiahue offers calm, family-friendly skiing with stunning views and very few crowds. It's one of Argentina's best-kept secrets for snow lovers. Yet perhaps Cabiahue's true magic. Let us now take a break from this trip, a musical pause, and enjoy more Patagonian music. This is Loncomeo del Amor Mapuche, a loncomeo, which is a traditional folk music genre from Patagonia. So this would be the Loncomeo song of the Mapuche love.
Y mi piu Cuando esa mapu me den con magín y coironal. Habrá charqui pa' los dos, pecho y quemada y loan. Tendrá leche para que
leche
nos dará.
What a beautiful track by the Berbel brothers, or the Berbel siblings, because it's a woman and a man. So brother and sister would be hermanos, but in English that is siblings. The Berbel siblings, that's what I wanted to say. Loncomeo del amor mapuche, and I can perfectly imagine Patagonia better with this music in the background. I hope this helps you imagine that fantastic place too, because Patagonia is all about nature, is all about wilderness and very long distances in a nature that is undisturbed mostly or in many places by the hand of men. And it's such a beautiful place, and we're gonna be devoting several chapters of this series to Patagonian destinations. But today we are focusing on Cabiahue in the province of Neuquén. As we said before, it's 1600 kilometers away from the city of Buenos Aires. It's a 2-day drive, or you can take a flight, and it's a 2-hour flight to the city of Neuquén, and then you have to drive for 5 to 6 hours from Neuquén to Cabiahue. In the shoulder seasons, autumn and spring, the town slows to a whisper. Wind moves across the lake. Araucaria seeds fall like slow rain, and you can hike to frozen waterfalls, walk among lava fields, or simply listen to the earth breathe. It's a place where nature feels close, almost personal. Getting to Cabiahue is an adventure in itself. Most travelers fly into the city of Neuquén and then drive west for 6 hours through changing landscapes, steppe, forest, and mountain. The journey is long, but unforgettable, trust me. And for those who make it, Cabiahue offers something rare. A retreat from noise, a reminder that the earth still simmers beneath us, and that celebration can mean silence too. There is more music to be enjoyed now. And to wrap up this first chapter of Argentine Destinations, a new segment dedicated to tourism in Argentina, we'll have a track by Matías Hermosilla, which is called De Loncopué a Copahue, which is the final, I'd say, 50-kilometer drive from coming from the city of Neuquén into Cabiahue. You drive from Loncopué to Cabiahue, and when you reach the Cabiahue Lake with its horseshoe shape, It's really breathtaking when you reach Kawiawe. And then you can continue driving 20 more kilometers up the mountains to reach Kopawe at the foot of the volcano named Kopawe as well. So this track by Matias Hermosilla is called like that. From Loncopué to Kawiawe, which is the final part of the journey into Kawiawe and Kopawe. From Loncopué to Kopawe to mark the end of this first chapter of Argentine Destinations, a new feature on RAE, the international service of the Argentine Radio. And let us share a new edition of the DX supplement of every week, which is produced by Arnaldo Slaen. And we're going to start with the privately owned American shortwave station WJHR Radio International, that can be heard in English, transmitting from Milton on its usual frequency of 15,555 kHz using USB mode. This makes it easier to catch, despite only transmitting at 50 kW, aimed at Western and Northern America. The best time to try to receive it is after 2300 hours UTC time. Another American station, WRNO Worldwide Radio, broadcasts in English on 7,505 kHz from New Orleans. It's been reported after 0535 UTC time with 50 kilowatts, although it often signs off around 0600 UTC time. The religious broadcaster HCJB, Voice of the Andes, has been heard in Russian and Chechen on 11,700 kHz, transmitting from now in Germany through the MBR transmission center. Broadcasts are only on Sundays from 15:30 to 16:30 UTC time with 100 kilowatts, targeting Central Asia, first in Russian, then Chechen in the final 30 minutes. Moving on to Brazil now, the pirate station Radio Saturno has been logged, presumably broadcasting from Belo Horizonte in Minas Gerais. It's been picked up around the world on 6,150 kHz between 0800 and 1000 hours UTC time. On 7,110 kHz in the 41-meter band, you can try for the regional service of Radio Ethiopia from Djedjera, heard around 0500 hours UTC time in a local vernacular language. Still in Africa, crossing from east to west, you might catch Voice of Nigeria on 7,254.9 kHz from Abuja, Lugby, after 0642 UTC time in the Fulfulde language, aimed at West Africa. Fulfulde, is also known as Fula or Fulani, and is spoken by the Fulani people from Senegal to Cameroon and Sudan, and it's got over 40 million speakers, says Arnaldo in his report this week. It holds official language status in several countries, namely Mauritania, Senegal, Mali, Guinea, Burkina Faso, Niger, Nigeria, Gambia, and Cameroon. Well, that's all for this week's hearings of the DX supplement, which is produced by Arnaldo Slime. But now we've got some random news related to radio broadcasting, not hearings, but stories. From Argentina, there are good news coming from a public broadcaster. Radio UNE, or UNNE, the station of the National University of the Northeast, has entered a new phase. After 26 years on the air, the station has launched a state-of-the-art studio and started streaming on YouTube. They also unveiled a new mural on the facade by acclaimed Corrientes artist Alejandro Pizarro. The university headmaster, Omar La Rosa, joined the first live program in this new format, which now airs on 99.7 MHz at the following webpage, medios.une, that's UNNE, .edu.ar. This is also available on YouTube. La Rosa emphasized the value of investing in technology and innovation, noting that the university is reaching where it needs to reach. The deputy headmaster, José Basterra, also spoke at the event and praised the increasing professionalism across all communication departments, stressing their importance in sharing the university's teaching, research, and community work. The upgrades were made possible through collaboration with areas such as the Directorate for Information Technology Management and Innovation, headed by Alicia Daverio. Gabriela Bizarro, the General Coordinator of Institutional Communication, said these improvements will offer new learning experiences for students in the Social Communication program who do internships at the station. And she added that the new streaming capabilities will help reach new audiences. Bizarro said, "Streaming lets us connect with new formats and new audiences. It's not just about the best camera or the latest tech. It's about the content and how we shape it to build meaningful conversations." Radio UNNE's director, Elisa Farisano, added, we are not abandoning the strength of radio, it's a powerful, enduring medium. But we are finding new ways to connect with other audiences, to tell stories with images and to interact on social media. Moving on to Chile now, to tell you that Radio Ecos del Valle, Radio Echoes of the Valley, which is based in San José de la Mariquina, reported it is currently off the air due to a break-in at its transmitter site. The thieves stole equipment, they cut cables and they damaged infrastructure. So it's not only a robbery, but also a case of vandalism that these colleagues in Chile suffer. The staff are currently working to restore service and hope to return to the air soon. The station thanked listeners for their understanding and reaffirmed its commitment to continue informing and supporting the Mariquina community. And we've got more stories coming from South America, Colombia now. After 75 years of sharing stories, literature and culture, HJCK, known as Colombia's Cultural Radio, signed off for the last time on July 30 at midnight. Over 30,000 recordings collected over the decades will now be available on Spotify, but the online portal from which it had broadcast for 20 years will no longer publish any new content. On social media, HJCK, these acronyms are tricky, HJCK said farewell with a poem by Piedad Bonet and a heartfelt message that reads: after decades of accompanying the days and the nights of those who found in this station a shelter of words, idea and music, we close this chapter with gratitude and the certainty that the spirit of HJCK lives on. They thank their immense minority, listeners of the book readings, cultural research and literary commentary. Thanks for making HJCK more than a station. Not just a station, but a space of thought, a shared home of words, quote unquote. A little history here. HJCK was founded on September 15, 1950. That's a station with over 75 years, or almost 75 years, with the aim of elevating Colombia's cultural radio. It featured many voices, including that of Gloria Valencia de Castaño, the wife of founder Álvaro Castaño. It first aired on 1160 kHz AM, that's 1160 kHz AM, and they later moved to FM 89.9 MHz in 1977. Since 2005, it broadcasts exclusively online after its FM frequency was leased to Los 40 Principales Bogotá, part of the Caracol Radio Network. In 2015, after some legal disputes, Caracol Televisión acquired Radial Bogotá S.A., which is HJCK's parent company. As part of the deal, Grupo Prisa, the owner of Caracol Radio, ceded the 89.9 MHz frequency, and since June 1st, 2016, Blue Radio broadcasts on that dial, while Los 40 Principales return to 97.4 FM. And finally, let's report on Peru. The Ministry of Transport and Communications of that country has granted 7 new broadcasting frequencies in 6 localities as part of a public tender aimed at expanding access to information, education and entertainment. Of the new frequencies, 4 are FM for educational use and 3 are AM. 2 of them for educational use and 1 for commercial broadcasting. The selected regions are Alianza, La Unión, Pampa Hermosa, Camisea, Huimbayoc Navarro, Papa Playa, Anpelejo, plus Jamboyacu, Tingo de Ponaza, Madre de Dios, and Caravaggia. These are the selected regions for new licenses, which will help broaden radio offerings, especially in rural areas where broadcasting remains a vital tool for development, for integration, and for cultural preservation. Minister César Sandoval stressed that radio remains essential in the regions, bringing information, education, and entertainment to thousands of families. He encouraged broadcasters to keep investing in their station to explore new ways to deliver quality content. The awards ceremony took place at the MTC headquarters with participation from bidders via Google Meet. Okay, and with this overview of broadcasting-related stories coming from several Latin American countries or South American countries, namely Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Peru, we come to the end of this week's edition of the DX Supplement, produced by Arnaldo Slain, Kind 73. See you next Tuesday. And that was Cementerio Club, Cemetery Club by Pecado Rabioso is how this is marketed or presented. Officially is part of an album by Pecado Rabioso, but it's actually a solo effort by Pecado's founder and frontman, Luis Alberto Spinetta. But he recorded this work under the name Pecado Rabioso, which is the band that he integrated until that year, 1972. But well, it's one of these things that happens sometimes with recording. Sorry, the year is 1973. It's officially a Pecado Rabioso album, but it's not a Pecado Rabioso album, but a Luis Alberto Spinetta solo record. Now we've got a piece that we'd like to share with you as we celebrate a double victory that has the entire country roaring with pride on the field under the sun of Montevideo, Uruguay. Argentina's national field hockey teams, plural, both the women's and the men's, have been crowned champions of the 2025 Pan American Cup. Let's begin with the women's team, known across the world as Las Leonas, the Lionesses. They came into the tournament as favorites and they delivered, boy, with style, precision and dominance. In the final, they beat the US 3-0, controlling the game from start to finish. It wasn't just a win, it was a statement. And this wasn't their only dominant match. Over the course of 5 games, Las Leonas scored 28 goals and didn't concede a single one. Did you hear that? They scored 28 goals and did not receive a single one. That kind of performance is rare at this level, and it speaks to the legacy they've built. This win marks the 7th consecutive Pan American Cup title. They've won every edition of the tournament since it began in 2001. This is not just consistency, it's a dynasty. Now, let's talk about the men, Los Leones, the Lions. Their final was nothing short of spectacular. They overwhelmed the US 10-0. That's 10-0 in what might be one of the most lopsided finals in recent memory. It was a powerful display of pace, teamwork and attacking brilliance. Across 5 matches, Los Leones scored 47 goals and allowed just one. This win gives the men their 4th Pan American title and secures their ticket to the 2026 Men's Hockey World Cup. Now, if you're wondering why these teams are called Leonas and Leones, here's a bit of history. The name Las Leonas, the Lionesses, or the She-Lions, goes back to the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney. That year, Argentina's women's team had a breakthrough performance. They were fierce, focused and fearless, and during those games, they began wearing a lioness on their jerseys. The symbol wasn't just a design, it reflected how they played. Strong, intelligent, united. And the image stuck. The press picked up on it, and the fans embraced it. And the team became known as Las Leonas, the Lionesses. It became part of who they are. It also relates to the national rugby team of Argentina, Los Pumas. So there is a connection between these animals, no? These feline animals. A few years later, the men's team adopted the nickname Los Leones, honoring that same spirit of their female counterpart. And today, both teams carry those names proudly, not just as athletes, but as symbols of unity, effort, and national pride. Argentina is often associated with football, and for a good reason, but our passion for sports goes far beyond the pitch. Field hockey has become one of our strongest international sports thanks to decades of grassroots development, coaching and sheer determination. The men's hockey team won the gold medal in Rio 2016, and Las Leonas won several silver medals in the Olympics. But the latest are the victories in the Pan American Cup in Montevideo. Twin victories for both Argentine teams, the women's and the men's. The women's, I don't know if you paid attention, but they won every single edition of this tournament since its inception in 2001. Every single edition. So, well, we've got two teams of field hockey, two gold medals at the Pan American Cup 2025. And there is only one country, Argentina, roaring as one single lion. Okay, more music now.
Bebiendo.
That was Mana with Clavado en un bar, Stuck in a bar, crying for love. That would be the concept behind the idea of being stuck in a bar, drinking your sorrow away. That was Mexico's Mana on Rai, the international service of the Argentine radio. You can contact us by email to qslrai@gmail.com or by letters to my PU 555, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on riot.com.ar. You can download our app for mobile devices, Digital Riot, available for free for both Android and Apple phones. We've got time for one more track, for some more music, and it's going to be something by an Argentine, but it's an Argentine that is popular around the world because he's a California-based composer and music producer. Well, I don't know how permanently he's based in California, but he's lived on and off in the US for decades. I'm talking about Gustavo Santaolalla, that American audiences came familiar with thanks to the Academy Awards that he won for the scores of first Motorcycle Diaries, that movie about the young years of Che Guevara, and then, I think it was the following year, Brokeback Mountain, that film about the love story between, I think, the characters of Jake Gyllenhaal and the late Heath Ledger, if I'm not wrong. Well, the music of that film was provided by Gustavo Santaolalla, and with this his use of Latin American instruments, most notably the charango, he became familiar to international listeners. Several years later, he was hired to write the score of a very popular video game, The Last of Us, and that's The Last of Us, which is a video game which was turned into a series, both using the music of Gustavo Santaolalla from Argentina, a musician who started his career in the 1960s with a band called Arco Iris, in which he sang and played guitar, but then he evolved and continued his career also as a very successful producer and music composer. This is the track by Santaolalla, The Last of Us. Thank you. Last of Us by Gustavo Santaolalla, marking the end of this week's edition, not this week's, of today's edition of RAE in English for August 5, 2025, Tuesday. If you want to get in touch with us, as I said before, send emails to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rai.com.ar. Join us tomorrow for a new show of RAE, the international service of the Argentine radio. I'm Fernando Farias. Thank you for listening, and hasta mañana.